again, and several people get home. Text, it can no texting while driving. My Road to Stardom Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. This is Road on Road to Stardom Radio, 6000. Yeah, the show today. Appreciate you joining. Get this show started. As you know, Diddy's got hit with another lawsuit. A young lady said, back in the day, industry party, it was at Paul's house, and Diddy took her to the room, raped her, and then while doing that, Aaron walks in the room to see what's going on. I guess she's trying to say Aaron Hall participated as well, or saw what went down and didn't do anything. This is floating around the internet. And if you remember that when I did BOE for the airwaves on Wednesday, Boy 6, we talked about Reed being accused of sexual assault, as well as Axl Rose. Yes, the rocker Axl Rose. Some of you, Axl Rose happened in the 80s. Yep, Axl Rose's case happened in the 80s. Now, yeah. I don't know his last name, but he was part of Bad Boy. He's also now been hit with a sexual assault. And the mayor of New York, Adams, has been hit with a sexual assault. Lord have mercy. Adams Cassidy shared the story, and who did he? Everybody. The world works, and but diminishing anything that happened to these women. But back in the day, and this is before Diddy was ever, this is before LA was known. Back in the day, I'm talking about the music my parents listened to. But, when growing up too, but back in the day, the women really liked an artist. They would sneak to their hotel. They would follow a hotel, artists on stage, and they would sneak to the hotel room. Sneaking when you sneak to the hotel room. You can't sneak in to the hotel room, right, and go do that, and then if something happens to you, you say, oh, I was assaulted. But what you doing at his hotel room? He didn't invite you. That celebrity didn't invite you. What are you doing at the hotel room? Why was your intention going there? Right? Me, the second lady said it happened at an industry party that was at Mahal's house. And, Diddy did some things. She said she was there with her friend. Her friend got separated. She wound up in the room with Diddy and it happened. And after all that happened, Aaron Hall's room saw in, saw, and left the room, reunited with her friend, and they left the party. Like I said, I'm diminishing anything that happened to these women that are putting out these lawsuits, these suits, because it happened so long ago, you cannot prove anything reasonably. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? You cannot prove anything happened to you only because it happened so long ago. It's like, didn't take no risk. You know, you didn't go to the ER, get a rape kit done, it was raped. You didn't do any of that. You just went and exit out of your mind. But, ladies, that goes away. The person who did it, say you put on bars. In this case, Diddy goes to jail. But he did. Still have to live with that. And that's when we talk about it on the road. We talked about it on BOE for the airwaves. I said, you have to tell your story. You can tell it without mentioning any names. So this, right? This way your story is out there, but you have to mention any names. Because I'm gonna tell you this. The internet is good at finding out who a person's talking about, especially not mentioning any names. Because if you say, yeah, it happened, he was at a party at a celebrity's house, you know, some people put two and two together and say, wait a minute, they figure it out for themselves. And, you know, even though you didn't say any names, by them out themselves, he will put I figured out, and I think she's talking about this person. And you know, when we were talking on VO, when we talk about the sexual assault, there's, I forgot what it was called, because you know, days have passed, I talked about it. In the article, there's this law that took place in New York, where even though what happened years ago, you can still press two charges, not criminal charges, against the person who did it to you. And Cassie was able to sued Diddy civilly and get hanged. Yep. And Diddy, someone named, a guy named Junger who used to work for Diddy, is going on different podcasts spinning things about Diddy. Now, he said, this, I think he was trying to say that Diddy was gay. Okay. But I think you worked for Diddy, you saw things. But you don't have facts. If you are a brother and you want to say about a celebrity, you better have facts back up what you're saying, because you don't want to end up with Tasha K and pay that celebrity $1 million because you said something unfactual. She interviewed some girl, the girl she knew, Cardi. She was at Cardi B's house, that Cardi B got herpes, and Tasha K did the interview with the girl and going along with the narrative, and every chance she got to there, she was saying Cardi B got hurt. You saying something about Cardi B that's not factual. No receipts to back it up. And what Cardi B did, one of the things Cardi did to win the case is she took a test to prove she didn't have herpes. She took a test to prove she didn't have herpes. Now, when people get it, they normally have a belt. So you're not going to be able to know unless you get tested by a doctor and a doctor tell you. Because some people don't break out to where it's noticeable. They don't break out. And so that's why you got to get tested. Cardi B did. Cardi B, you know, the girl lied. If you're paying for information, right, and they claim they got information on a celebrity that nobody knows but them, right, and you are a blogger or a person who does interviews, and you these people for their information, you have to make sure that it's factual, that you got receipts to back up what they're saying. Because if you don't, you'll be sued, just like Tasha K got sued by B, and you're going to be paying the labs a lot of money. And Tasha K did it again, interviewing the guy who claimed that he saw in the Wayne Martin sex with Dwayne Johnson, and it was the one on the bottom and Dwayne on the top, right? You gotta, you know, when you put these stories there, you gotta have the backup with you. You gotta have receipts. Don't go by what somebody tell you. Oh, cause they work for this, or they used to work for in the hot seat. You got to make sure the seats to back it up, because you're going to be named in that lawsuit when they sue that person. Be named in the lawsuit. You ain't got no money for a lawyer. When a person with money can get the best in the world. And when you ain't got money, you got whatever lawyer you can get. Always, if you want yourself a drink, make sure you have fact to back up what you're saying. If you don't, open yourself up to lawsuits from these celebrities. So, you know, we got Eric Adams. I don't remember his last name. I don't know his first name. I used to work with Diddy. You got L.A. Reid. You got Alex Rose. Has been in the mix. But with Uncle Luke, different. Uncle Les used to be a video vixen. That he was grooming, meaning that he was grooming females. This is what she said. Uncle Luke heard what she said, and he put a video that he knows what his brand is. You know the songs Uncle Luke came out with Too Loud Crew, Me So Horny, stuff, do the round and all that stuff. The songs became, so you know what his brand, his persona. And she said he was trying to groom people. And she said, back in the day, he was like, nah, you ain't gonna put dirt on my name and me not put up. So he made, you know, video. Posted it to, they got posted to social media, sharing his name. He can sue her. He can sue Gloria Velez because this is what's coming out of her mouth. She don't have receipts to back it up. She don't have facts to back it up. You understand? Everything just Cassie came out and said what she did, that, oh, this gives me an opportunity to come out and say this is what was going on in the industry, as a part of the industry. But if you don't have to back it up, you're putting information out there that's not true. And because of these allegations coming out about Diddy, Diddy stepped down, chairman of a still owns it. He's just not chairman anymore. He's down. So who's taking his place? And I feel sorry for all the people who chose on the show, like me and EFN's Drink Champs. You know, when you want an episode of Drink Champs, you watch it the way we go on YouTube. I'm sure it's on TV and the TV channel as well. I watch it through YouTube. Watch it through YouTube. Yep. That's a crazy thing. Diddy's coming too, because everything that Diddy has his name behind is going to start to crumble because of allegations. But companies not wanting to work with him because of these allegations. Macy's pulled his clothes, dropped him. I didn't think he was still making Don John clothing, but Macy's dropped his clothing line because of these allegations. But I never knew Don John was still going on. And, you know, I'm going to, I was looking at something and showed Javier, Eric Adams, and I think the other one was L.A. Reid, but I already knew about L.A. Reid, know about Eric Adams. So, I'm going to pull it up. Let's see here. I'm trying to see. I'm not saying anything. I looked up Adam's name and I'm looking for an article that's about the sexual assault, and I'm not saying anything. I found it. Found it through CBS. Is that okay? Here we go. Okay. I'm looking. Okay. Says the mayor tells CBS News New York claim absolutely did not happen. CBS News New York's Shosh DeRozan has the latest on. This is a video, and I'm trying to. There's a video. So it's a video. Okay, you know they always play a commercial before the video.
The new suit filed just ahead of the deadline for New York State's Adult Survivors Act. CBS 2 showed the DeRozan outside City Hall in Lower Manhattan with the latest on this morning.
Doug and Natalie, the three-page filing in this case does not name details of this alleged assault, but it does say, it does name Adams and other city agencies, defendants, is outright denying the accusation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen.
As Mayor Eric Adams observed on High Heels and about sexual assault allegation that was against him in a new lawsuit. A woman named Adams assaulted her in 1993 when he was working with the NYPD and while she was in the city of New York. The lawsuit says, quote, claims brought here allege intentional negligent acts and omissions for physical, psychological injuries as a result of the conduct that constitute sexual offenses. She's now seeking at least $4 million. She also named the NYPD Transit Bureau and NYPD Grounds Association the suit.
Absolutely never happened, and you know, it's just unfortunate.
The allegation usually be past the statute of limitations and too long ago to sue, but the lawsuit was filed nearly 24 hours before the Adult Services Act expired. According to the governor's office, it's created a one-year look-back window for survivors of sexual abuse that accordingly were over the age of 18 to sue their abusers regardless of when it happened. Celebrities Sean Diddy Kong, Amy Fox, Axl Rose, Stevens were also accused of sexual assault in lawsuits that were filed before the deadline. I spoke from City Hall with the mayor about who this person is, and he would not do anything to harm another person, and obviously denied any such claims. Now, we reached out to the attorney that filed the lawsuit in addition to the accuser, and we are still waiting to hear back. We are live outside. I'm just
All right,
Shosh,
thank you so much.
Okay. Right there, man, I'm saying he don't know who this woman is. Now, if I filed a lawsuit, happened in 93, he was still a cop. And he was a cop, this happened. Yep. He was still a cop, that's when it happened. Yeah. I think I got this. Okay. So for the background noise, the video was playing in the background. But, so I say it was Diddy. So we got Diddy. Mayor Eric Adams, L.A. Reid, Jamie Foxx, Alex Rose, Steven Tyler, Javier, so let me, I want to see, So said there's another, well, we all together three is Cassie and these two other women, but okay, so this is C Corner. Oh, Diddy did rap for a bit, but he's not a rapper. And this is from the BBC. It says, the new complaint alleges TN singer, songwriter Aaron Hall took turns. See, I told you, Aaron Hall's name. So, the person said, I saw it. She didn't say, well, she said Aaron Hall did something, but to say they was when I saw somebody post about this, I didn't see the part. I didn't read the part where they were taking. So this article, it says the new complaint alleged teen singer on an alcohol raping woman and her friend in 1990 or 1991. Have been obtained by U.S. media, including Rolling Stone. A representative, Mr. Cohen, these are claims falsely alleging misconduct from 4 years ago out at the last minute. This is nothing but a money grab. He is an easy target for anonymous accusers who lie for to benefit. The representative said NBC has also contacted Mr. Hall. The flurry of recent lawsuits comes as the New York Abuse Survivors Act, which allows other victims to start to sue after the statute of limitations ends on the 20th of November. Deadline progress of Texas claims the act passed to the impact of trauma on sexual survivors of highway may delay people from forward. Multiple high-profile people are facing sexual assault lawsuits under the act, including Fox, Axel Rose, denied the allegations against them. In the latest filing, the woman referred to as Jane Doe, seeing her friend and in an event door hosted by a company where they met Mr. Cole and Mr. Hall. The woman alleged two men ordered the pair drinks throughout the night and later invited them back to Mr. Hall's apartment where the woman claimed she was coerced into having sex with Mr. Combs. I'm going to pause this right here because I want to say something. And I'm not trying to diminish these women that this didn't happen to. I get it, you at an industry party. I get it, you've been drinking all night at the industry party. And Diddy comes up to you, and Aaron Hall comes up to you, or one of them comes up to you. Okay, let's join. Let's go back to my home place to be queenie. Cause you know guys do that. If they got a friend that lives nearby, they'll say, "Let me take you to so we can get more queenie." Because you know they. Parties or, you know, busy, I'm able to get acquainted. So I mean, you know, like that, so I can see a person walking up to another person saying that. Okay, or if it's their house and, you know, extra room, they go into the extra room, so peace and quiet, and they can get to know each other. I'm going to get back into this. The woman two men offered the pair drinks. Okay. The legal action also allowed Mr. Combs to bring those home days later and became violent. The legal also allowed Mr. Combs visited Jane Doe's home a few days later and became violent. He was with Jane Doe's friend, would tell the girl was with the girl he was with time what he and her have done to them. It says the lawyer for the New York Supreme Court Justice Jane Doe informed a close friend about what her claim she sought medical treatment to heal from trauma visit upon her. It is the third sexual assault lawsuit to Combs this month. On the second alleged Mr. Combs has sexually assaulted into Joy Dickinson in 1991. She says that during the time she was drugged rapper, resulting in her being in a physical state where she could not independently walk, he drugged Dickinson in the place he was staying, which sexually assaulted according to the lawsuit. In a statement to the BBC, a spokesperson Mr. Combs said the allegations were not credible and purely money grabbing more. Informed to the adult survivors that Mr. Combs spokesperson said that the last minute lawsuit is an example of how a well intentioned law can be turned on its head. Dickinson on Friday statement that filing the lawsuit brought great relief. I feel as if the darkness has been lifted and I really move forward in achieving my full potential, she said. Here comes the first lawsuit, which was by his former partner, Sandra Torre, R&B singer known as Cassie, last week. Ventura accused the musical of rape and sex trafficking. She says that the producer raped and beat her over 10 years when she was 19, she was 37. The two reached a settlement a day after the suit was filed. Mr. Combs had 9 minutes until James and his lawyer said that the sentence to settle was not an admission of wrongdoing. And the representative for Diddy, right. You're right. It can be a money grab. Because think of it like this, y'all. Really think of it like this. If she didn't put out her lawsuit, the same woman who also accused Diddy would sue. Will they have sued if Cassie didn't put out her lawsuit? We have to think about that. We have to think about that. Would they have put out their lawsuit if Cassie didn't put out her lawsuit? And I'm going to say I don't think so. I don't think so. If Cassie didn't put out her lawsuit, I don't think these two women would have put out their. They still would have been living with the trauma, knowing that he's out here living his best life, even though he did what he did to them. You got to think about it like that. You have to think about that because the reason why I say you have to think about it like that is because there are some things that I'm on. Hungry because how did Aaron Paul, of all the stars you could think of, how did Aaron Hall get involved in this with Diddy? I don't even think Aaron Hall and Diddy room or industry parties. Yes, you're gonna see each other at industry parties, but Aaron Hall and Diddy don't hang out. I don't think Aaron Hall and Diddy hang out with each other. So when this story came out and Aaron Hall was mentioned in the story, I'm kind of a little confused because I'm like, oh, they in the same industry that I'm in. Just because I'm in the industry, Diddy don't mean I hang out with Diddy. I'm saying, like, there are celebs that are in the same industry as Diddy that don't hang out with Diddy. You understand what I'm saying? There are people who are in the industry with Diddy that don't hang with Diddy, but they know who Diddy is because they were introduced to him at industry parties. I'm in this position, and I'm like Cassie's position because she was his artist, then turned from his artist to his girlfriend. If I was in Cassie's position, if these things happen, I'm assuming. And I'm gonna say I appreciate him giving me my start in this industry. He did what's wrong. You understand what I'm saying? And like I said, you tell your story, you have to mention things. Because I'm telling you, you put your story out there, people will digging down the rabbit hole to try to figure out who it is you're talking about. Now, people who will go down that rabbit hole to figure out who you're trying to. Who you talking about? And if they feel they figured it out, they will share that information. You might hear them and say, "Is this who you talking about?" You can say yes or no. Like, you know, when I read Jamie Foxx, that it happened in a top lounge restaurant in New York City. And I'm like, and then, and the person, the woman said that when security, because they was cut. You know, when you at a club and you catch some touches your eye or you catch their eye and try to holler at you, you know they're going to slide to the, you know y'all going to slide in the cut so nobody can see y'all, where's it, see each other, walking to each other, and to know each other. Yeah, I think so. Woman said Jamie Foxx put his hands down her pants. Whatever she had on, he put his hands down there. He put it in her cootie cat. And he put it in her butt. And said that it hurt. And that from that experience, she didn't really have sex anymore. That's her experience. But not for nothing, I'm not saying top, I'm not trying to diminish nobody's experience, but a lot of these celebrities do, you know, at clubs, they have security with them. They have their own security with them. And if anybody is close to the celebrity, the bodyguard, whoever, step in and like, no, you cannot speak to, you cannot speak to the Fox or whoever the celebrity is. They're not going to let you get close. And I doubt that Jamie would be at a New York lounge hanging, having drinks by himself, getting drunk. He has to be there for a reason. Maybe another industry was having a party. He was there at the party. She said he was drunk. She didn't mention, go look at the article of Jamie's sexual assault. She said he was drunk. The security that was there, I guess the restaurant's lounge security, saw what was going down. And just walked away. If I'm at a club, I've been to clubs where celebrities were in there. I've been to places not as big as Jamie Foxx, but they were known, you know, celebrities. You understand? They with their people, you know what I'm saying? They having a good time with their peoples and stuff. Like I said, trying to diminish anybody who's saying they were sexually assaulted by celebrities, like Diddy, you know, by these celebrities. I'm not trying. But you have, as a person who speaks on topics like this, and you gotta do devil's advocate. You can't say, oh, right away, it's true, I'm gonna do these women. Because, like Diddy's representative said, what if it's a money grab? Right? What if it's a money grab? Because they know, because they trying to get, like, Cassie. Just think about it, right? Cassie with him for 30 years. He settled with Cassie, right? He didn't give it a 30 million, but he settled for something. Now, what if these women are sharing their story, think he's going to settle with them like he did with Cassie? So they would get some kind of money. All these suit happened years ago. Axl Rose happened in the 80s. All these happened, I think, well, 80s, so early in. I don't know when Guns N' Roses started, because Guns N' Roses is one of my favorite rock groups. But I don't know when their career started. But if it was early in their career, she said the ladies on Axl Rose in the 80s. The article said it was in the 80s. So when you think about it, right? So let's say 83. Little kid at this time. In 83, I'm a little kid. She said, back to this whole room. You know. And that's, she, something happened. She left the room. Another lady was in there. And he was yelling at this lady. So pissed off at the lady he had in the room with him already. Went in looking for her, found her, took her back to the room where everything happened. But she said the lady who is suing Axl Rose civilly, she would have slept with Axl Rose. It said that in the article that she said she would have slept with him. Yep. It sucks. It really sucks. And I think of Diddy's, the guy who worked for Diddy, that's his name. I can't remember it. I can't remember his name, but nobody's really talking about him. Even though he worked for Bad Boy, he's not a big name. Even a name like Diddy and L.A. Reid, you know? You gotta understand, women out there who lie, make up stories like these rappers in the sack for money, right? Because not only if the story is not true, not only ruining the two people. If that's, let's just say the story isn't true, right? Everybody believes the story is true because Diddy said it. He claimed that she said that he raped her. So now other women coming out with their story, people tend to believe it because so the case with Cassie. But when you throw Aaron Horn mix, we didn't hear nothing about Aaron Horn really in the industry except for his drug use. Drug use, you know. It's the only thing about Aaron Horn we heard about. His drug use, that's it. Because, you know, being in this industry, you get sucked into the drugs. You find the people that do them. You get sucked in. You know. You do it in. A lot of people doing drugs just to fit in this industry. Because depending on who the person is, your career is out of their hands. Yep. Hold your career palm of their hands. I'm trying to see. And to see Because I'm going to see if the article comes up about Javier, but it came up. Nothing is coming up. Diddy's name is coming up. But you know, Mayor Eric Adams' name is coming up. So, yeah. So here's an article saying why so many men sue for sexual assault. I'm going to share that article. Okay, it says here. Becomes Rosa Singer. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Eric Adams holiday weekend story after headline declared that a different famous man had used sexual assault. Swiftly all allegations. That time is due to the survivors of New York State law that granted victims a one-year window in which to sue alleged sexual abuse. And the institution survivors say help them. More than 38,000 lawsuits were filed thanks to the statute, which expired on November 24, according to the New York Times, while the last minute civil playing that many of the laws that fall under the act were brought against private citizens, employers, and institutions, such as prisons, the New York City Police Department, and hospitals. The victims failed to stop sexual abuse. More than 470 cases alleged abuse at Rikers Island alone. So everything to know about the act and powerful. Now, when I did the airwaves on Wednesday, what the Survivors Act was, I'll share it again for those who are listening to 6 and Roll on 6,000. It's in 2022, the New York State Legislature passed the Adult Survivors Act, which victims 18 or older at the time they were sexually abused, 1 year window in which file civil lawsuits, even if the statute of limitations for their claims have expired at the time. New York had recently extended the period in which people can seek justice for their crimes, either civil or criminal cases, to 20, but the law did not cover claims passed. The Adult Act, which was in effect on November 24, 2022, and November 2020, sought to retroactively fill that gap in civil cases, in addition to allowing legal action against alleged abuse, including an institutional liability provision, allowing survivors file claims against institutions they say enabled abuse. The legislation is modeled after the New York Victims Act, which gave survivors of child sexual abuse 2 years to file civil lawsuits. Nearly 7,000 lawsuits were filed over that period. Many institutions such as the Catholic Church. Who has been sued under the Adult Survivors Act? Many prominent figures in Hollywood, the music industry, and politics have been sued under the statute. One of the first cases after the Act was against former President Donald Trump. Yes. provided Jean Carroll accused Trump of sexually assaulting her in 1996. A court found Trump liable for sexual abuse and defamation, awarding Carroll having in damages. The former president has continued to deny the allegations. Harvey Weinstein and Cosby both of them have been accused of sexual abuse by dozens of women in recent years while also suing under the act. Alongside institutions, the plaintiffs claim that nothing stopped their views. As the deadline under the act approached in recent weeks, plaintiffs filed a flurry of cases against more entertainment industry heavyweights and politicians. Under the control by his ex-partner Cassie, ruining Cassie Ventura, who alleged pattern of abuse, violence, and sex trafficking throughout the relationship. He quickly settled the case, was then sued two more women, claiming that he sexually abused them. Cohen's spokesperson called their claims fabricated and accused the women of exploiting their adult sex act. All is not hard. His name is Harv. It's not Harvey. I'm saying the name wrong. It's Harv Pierre, the former president of Combs' Bad Boy Entertainment. As he said, he her several times between 2016 and 2017. Other music executives, such as Jimmy Savine, the ex-Grammys CEO near court now, have also been sued by women for sexual abuse. Jimmy Iovine? Wow. I ain't know about that. Have also been sued by women alleging sexual abuse by guns. From an actor was sued by a former model who claims he violently assaulted her in his New York hotel room in 1999. Rose, he has no reason to ever meet his accuser. Photographer Ted Richardson was sued by a model alleging he had sold a set in 2004 and sold photos of the incident. The woman also named Trump model management. The now defunct agency found the former president, which represented her at the time as a defendant, a second to file a civil lawsuit against Richardson under the assault in 2003. Richardson has previously called out of sexual conduct against him a witch hunt. Cuba Gooding Jr. was sued by two women who said he groped them in two separate incidents in 2018 and 2020, while after he filed for by Doe, plaintiff claims he sexually assaulted her at KYC in 2015. Gooding has not comments in the lawsuit. The restaurant supporters are named in the suit against Fox, who claims the assault happened. New York City Mayor was sued a woman claiming she sexually assaulted her in 1993 while they were both working in the city. Adams claims he has never met his accuser. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was also sued by a former who accused him of continued sexual harassment, including claims that he groped and retaliated against her once she reported him. Cuomo has long denied claims. What happens now that the act has expired? 8 years before most of these cases, adults will make it to trial if they ever get far. And while the world to file new lawsuits has closed, advocates are working on legislative efforts to extend it or else find a permanent solution once the New York State Legislature comes back into session next year. Advocates argue that statute of limitations on sexual are too restrictive and that new legislation will allow survivors to obtain as well as black victims who didn't know the statute or were unable to file a to come forward their claims. So, yeah. Crazy, y'all. Alrighty. So, yeah. That's dope. That is in New York City. And all those names mentioned, those cases were following them in New York because that's what happened in New York City. Yep. This is crazy. We got for the names again. We got L.A. We got Diddy. We got Aaron Paul. We got Harvey. We got Axl Rose. Steven Tyler. Jamie Foxx. All recent cases. Several cases of sexual assault. Now, this is, I said this.
Oh, you're talking about like you're wrong.
I've said that they
are you going to be my mic or what?
These cases are going to be hard to civilly. Yeah, these cases are going to be hard to prove civilly. Not civilly, I mean, these cases are going to be hard to prove because it's your word against theirs. You know they're going to have the best lawyers to win their case. If you watch Law and Order and you see these 11 lawyers are going to be in that courtroom during trial. I remember watching an episode and the lawyer, the woman, what she wore, but what she was wearing when she raped. They're saying that accidentally clad, that she was dressing too sexy. You know, I'm like, no matter how a woman dresses, it doesn't give the man the right to touch them in any kind of way. Force themselves on them in any just because of what they're on. Like, they don't give you the right. A woman can have flat pants because of the way her body is shaped. She has curves. You know, that might turn a man on in some way. You know what I'm saying? So, you can't minimize the victim. Again, because you trying to judge your client for the dirty things he was doing, you trying to say, oh, because she had on this skin tight dress, gave him the right to try to do what he did. No, it doesn't. As women say, my body, my choice. And just like in the Axl Rose story. She said she would have slept with Axl Rose. What he did to the other woman out there, after she did, he did what he did to the other woman. Like, I'm saying, but he went and found her and brought her back to him, and then she said that's when it happened. Instead of her own words, that she slept with him. And, like, a lot of these people, Not, but most of these guys in the entertainment industry do drugs. So it's not really them. It's them, you know, the drugs take, the type of drugs they're taking, the drugs take over. The drugs take over. So, you know, they do stuff under the influence of alcohol. The full drugs, And then when they're sober, they don't remember anything. Yep. There are people who get drunk to the point that they black and don't remember anything. And this for you women out there who like to go out and party. If you drink like a fish, do it in the privacy of your own home. Don't do it out in the club, because that's when there'll be people out there taking advantage of you. Just like in one of the stories, women say, Diddy, the girl that said that Diddy raped her and her friend, Diddy in the hallway telling her, saying that she was by Diddy. And when you offer alcohol, you're not in the right state of mind. Even if you whack out and offer drugs, you're not going to be in the right state of mind. So you're going to wind up doing things that you don't do on a normal basis. And there are some people who go around saying stuff like this for the money. So the celebrity is not going to be out there. Yep, the celebrity is not going to want out there. They rape somebody. So they will settle quickly to keep that a secret. And I've been saying, so you can tell your story. You can tell your story without saying things. You can say, well, in 1993, this is what happened to me. I was at an industry party, and this celeb came up to me. We was talking, drinking. It got he into a private room because he wanted to talk more, get to know me. And all of a sudden, the table turned, and you can share your story. Oh, trust me. If in your details of telling your story, if you say, this is where it happened, you can say the place where it happened, you can say it was an interesting party, those facts, and you don't have to drop the celebrity, because I'm telling you, the internet will figure it out. People on social media will figure it out. And everybody says this, why they wait so long to tell their story? Why they wait so long to say something? Because, like they said, that they didn't tell he was going to do something to her and her family. When kids get molested, the person molested say stuff like, tell your mother. You tell, I'm going to kill your family. So, kids get scared. They don't want nothing to happen to their family member, so they don't tell. Even men, you got to tell your story. Men don't tell their story because they get laughed at. When a man tells a story about it being sexually assaulted by a woman, they get laughed at. Like, people think it's funny since he's sexually assaulted by a woman. He didn't ask that woman to grope him. He didn't ask that woman to take advantage of him. He did not. You know, when a guy is young and he has sex with an older woman, y'all think it's a right message. And it's a older, a younger woman in the same situation happens. Oh, pedophile, creep. He should be ashamed of himself. But when it's happening to him, it's funny. Sexual assault is not funny who it happens to. You know? Just like back and share the story of the woman being hit by the brick. And everybody's trying to pull up a story. You know, they pulled up old videos of her pulling up old videos that had nothing to do with her being hit with a brick. Try to correlate the two videos and you know, discredit her about being hit with a brick. You got people who aren't even there, 2 cents just for clicks and views to say they was there. She deserved what she got. You know, men being sexually assaulted, nothing to laugh about. It's not funny. A lot of these men who were sexually assaulted, it happened when they were young boys by women. Tyler was sexually assaulted by a grown woman. He was a kid. He shared his story. At first, I'm sure everybody thought that he was assaulted by another man because, you know, they even been thinking Tyler Perry's gay. But no, it was a woman. And it's like, tell you, when men tell their story, people laugh. It's not funny. When men tell their story, people laugh and it's not funny. Not funny at all. It's sad. And I'm being truthful about it. It's sad. This is why victims want to share their story because especially men want to be laughed at, especially a man talking to another man was sexually assaulted by a woman or raped by a woman. They laugh at them. And it's not. It's not right. Yeah. It's crazy. Most stories, even though the statue has ended the Survivors Act, people are still going to come up with this story. There are going to be more stories coming out. There's going to be more stories coming out. And all I got to say, just tell your story. You ain't mention no name. This story out there. If you remember the color purple, NC were raised by the father and the father was sexually abusing C. Yeah, 2 kids that Celie had color purple were by her father. So some of y'all might be thinking, her father, ain't incest? Yes, it's incest. And incest happened. I was in my career years ago. I wrote a story called Runaway. I think this was around the time that I think it was Mary J. Blige and Ludacris did a song together called Runaway. Mary and Louis Marcus. Right now, I can't. I know. I can't remember the rapper was Luda. I can't remember. I think it was Luda. I think it was the time I started writing the story. One of the characters I wrote about. The father was on drugs. The mother was on drugs. The father was trying to have sex with his daughter. You know, say your father for your father's love. And in my story, the father told his mother he's supposed to try it first before before any other man. What do you know? How I got the story, not because of the song Runaway, but I was watching, I don't know if it was either Jerry or Maury, one of them. One of the stories on the show about insects. I think that's how I came up with my story. And I'm like, what father says that to a child? The days were the first one to try. What? Like, when you're a creative person, sometimes it comes out as a creative person. You know, there are people that are molested by a family member. Uncle, their own brother. You know, so like it's crazy when you think about it. You know, I don't remember and finish it. I had five, six characters in each, you know, in their story, they ran away. You know, one of the characters, a guy who's not only sleeping with them, also pimping her out. You know, she her story, and he's like, "Oh, I'm a potential." Winds up sleeping with her and pimping her out. Like, to me, it's crazy that you as a man, I share my story and you take it upon yourself to not only use my story to your advantage but also pimp me out. One, if I find the story, I will share it on the show to get the people's opinion. If I find it, I'll show it on the show one day, get the people's opinion. So Tunes and Road and Road to Stone Radio, Success Radio. We've been talking about the sexual assault with Diddy, Aaron Hall, Jimmy Fox, Axl Rose, Steven Tyler. Ooh. hard PA that works for Diddy, who at Bad Boy. Who else? Because of these allegations, Diddy has been as chairman of Revolt. He supposedly stepped down. Like, when the allegations came out, Harvey Weinstein, he had to step down as chairman of his production company for his brother. Because even though it hasn't been proven that it's true, just have your name associated with that. You understand? Have your name associated and then do that. You have to think, these other companies are not going to work with your company because of the situation you're in. And they're going to tell you to step down anyway because of the allegation. If I was Diddy, I would sell. No, because if he's damn, if he sells his shares, I'm over here thinking. If he sells his shares of Revolt, who's gonna sell it? That when all this blow over, he can buy it back from them. Yeah, think about it like that. We sell it to his to, and when all the dies down, buy it back. I don't think we want to buy it. If Diddy going to try to sell, I don't think they would want to buy it from him. Even if they and revamped it, so. Is a blemish on my Diddy. Has a blemish on his name. That's the crazy thing. Think about it. I'm sure the same thing with Harvey Weinstein. You know, he stepped down. It's like, who was going to buy it from him? Knowing what's attached with it. Knowing that the sexual allegations, them sexual allegations attached to it. Yep. And sexual allegations. His interest to it, so I don't know if anybody's gonna wanna buy anything from Diddy. Well, so yeah, we got 3 minutes left. Showing the whole show, we've been talking about sexual assault. It's like the last show, the BO show. A lot about sexual assault. Crazy. It's crazy. I just tell your story. Gotta say, just tell your story. just tell you a story. Well, the next show that we have for you on Roller Starter tonight, 11 p.m., the Experience. Being another one of the best in indie music. And tomorrow night, Perfect Size Radio, or afternoon, Perfect Size Radio, 4 p.m., we have the Chosen Bible Study with Missionary King. And then at 7 p.m. is Wednesday Bible Study, also Missionary King. And if you join Bible Study with Missionary King at 7, the number to call in is 434-439-617. If you want to just listen to it through your phone or computer, just go to blogtalkradio.com/FixedEyesRadio. Yep. So, yeah.
Share on Facebook. Share to news feed or story. Make them Jiga Simmons. Tag friends.
I'm sorry about this background noise, yeah. I hit something on the computer. They got the narration going on. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, more allegations will come out about artists. Some more industry people. I'm not going to say artists. Some more industry people. I want to send condolences out to the family of Gene Knight. If you don't know Gene Knight, Gene Knight sings the song I just was looking at the news. I remember this song. Let me go. Oops. Let me pull up the article from Soul Track, because I found out the past. Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think, is it the song? I don't think so. I'm trying to, let's see here. Oh, Mr. Big, your song I was thinking of, Gene sing Mr. Big Stuff. But you know what I was thinking that came to my mind when I was thinking of her? The one that, but I think that's by the Honeycombs, not by Gene Wright. And the one that Young Single and Free. I was thinking that song. I was thinking of that song. Not Miss Stuff. So it said, today we say goodbye to tonight, the popular best known for the 1971 smash Miss Stuff. She was age 80. New Orleans born Knight was working two jobs in New Orleans, singing in clubs when she wrote and called Mr. Big 1971. It's sad, Mr. Big, who you think you are. That is so what? Situated by fun and attitude of singing. The song was picked up by Memphis Fast Records and shot straight to the and soul charts. It also earned a Grammy Award nomination and prime spot on the shows around the U.S. Excuse me, y'all. Mr. Big Star was certainly not a signature song, but it wasn't her only. Nearly a decade later, she signed with the Solon label and recorded Fun. She's papers, but I've got them in. A response to Richard Dimples Fields' number one hit, She's Got Papers on Me. For the half decade before she hit again, the novelty hit My Toot. Night toured regularly for decades, her last hit. In multi act, soul, and funk concerts. The last major recording was in 2007 when issued me from the Super Bad soundtrack. Today was a singer whose voice and approach lifted every song and touch, and she will be strutting away to her biggest hits. Is to come. She has big stuff. You think you're hot stuff. Take him. You can have my a little bit of something. Talk about Joe. You study slicker. Carry on. That one. Kim, you can my, you know what I'm thinking? I don't know what to see, but you know what this song is, I'm thinking that she's taking, you can have my leftovers. That's what I'm thinking, what she's saying. Take him, you can have my leftovers. If that's the type, it's going to be hilarious if that's the title. Take it out of my life. Oh, well, I could go out to family and make a piece, Miss. Thank you for the music you put out throughout the years. Six sides. Go to starting. Somebody else passed. Not too long ago. And it wasn't just night. I can't remember though. I can't remember what it was. Yeah, that's so, let's see what upcoming is about to drop from these great artists. Let's see what we got. This, let's see here. We got, so, CD issue collection is G on December 1st. It's Innocence. A first album is dropping on December 1st. Alicia Keys, Diary of Alicia Keys. Mariah Carey, It's a Wrap, December 4th. Why is G's listed? Do they say December 1st, or maybe the Innocence dropping the first and the whole album was dropping the release. True, all over your face. That's December 8th. Omarion. Full Circle. Song up 2. December 15th. Ty Smith. That's my girl. Until We Meet Again. Shirley Jones and Love and Tribute. Bernie and Valerie Jones. I guess, Arcia and the Jones, the album 1969, they re-released Archie, that's a group, Ada, Water and the Desert, Second, Eileen, the Sweet, not Sweet, W-E-E, the Hotel Suite. Muscle Shoals Horns. Usher. February of 2024. Coming Home. L. Back to Love. And Sue. Dragon Love. 2024. Cowboy Tie Causes. Coming out with Confunction. And the family's in. They're back together. They understand. I like the song that they put out that I love. I can't remember it. The Force Indeed. And just continuing the legacy. Shaka Khan to be announced. That's what night. They're supposed to drop that. He's been supposed to drop that because he was supposed to drop 3 albums in 1 year. All the same title. We got 10 minutes left. Probably we don't have anything else to talk about in the show because it makes sense. We got nothing else to talk about these things here. But so as you know, the radio is looking for artists, new music player on the stage. So if you're an indie artist, no matter what genre, we're looking for your music. You gotta hit us up at roadtrip2010@gmail.com. You're gonna send your bio, a picture, and your music. You're gonna send me the bio and picture. See, all artists get featured on Road to Stardom website. We ask for a picture. Get pictures set up on the website. And you can send as many songs as you want to send. You don't have to send one. Because sometimes what we do on the radio, play, say you send me 5 songs. So your 5 along with other artists' music, you know, so people are familiar with music and stuff like that. Yep. And depending on your songs, if you have enough, you send in music for a 2 show, you get your own show. Yep. You go into the radio, as you will see, having their own, I mean, there's nothing but their music being played for the whole show. So, if you send enough music for a 2-hour show, that can happen to you. What variation you know, you can listen to and it's about your music. Or that you have to listen to, and they play nothing but one artist throughout the whole show. Like, I'm signing the radio tributes to artists. Like, Joe LaVert, we did a tribute to Joe LaVert. Voice them in for the artists and their music. I said, if you have enough, we give you appreciation show because we appreciate that you've given us your music to play for the people here at the station. So, you can also call us at 201-399-2014 and we'll tell you again. To get your music played, even though I've just explained it, sometimes people forget. So, keep the number on hand, tell you how to get these files and instructions to it. If you're looking for an interview, you hit us up at the email and the number I just mentioned, and I'll tell you how how you get an interview on Road to Stardom. Yep. Like I said, all genres are welcome. All genres. Country, rock, pop, jazz, gospel, R&B, hip-hop. This is why we play genres on the stage, because that's all genres I listen to. I'm listening to these genres. Even if you are an artist, they'll play music. Yep. Even if you, like, if you are an artist, they'll play music. So, when you hear an interview, the info, don't be like, if you're the manager of the artist, you know, say, you know, always let us know that you're the manager and not the artist. Just because the manager asked me for an interview and I told him exactly what he needed to do for us to have an interview. And then I didn't hear nothing back. And then all of a sudden, I get an email with his manager and asked me again the same thing he already sent me an email for. I think that as the manager of this artist that you spoke to a lot of stations to try to get their music played, get that, but with Road to Stardom here, you get continuous airplay. Once you get the Road to Stardom, you always get played on Stardom. Don't think that if you sent one song, I say, no more music. No, keep sending the music. Every time you drop, keep sending. Don't keep sending. This is my new single. I gave you the single that started off the album. Here's the second single. Here's the third single. Here's the fourth single. Whatever. Just keep sending the music. It's get played. If you tune in, send music get played. You might be just I'm not here I'm trying to just you might get this because you might tune in on it. We're not playing genre music. So if you're an R&B artist, you might tune in when we're playing country. So that's why you don't hear this song. I know you're getting your head like, they said my music. And I don't hear my music because that day you tuned in, we were playing country or we were playing gospel or we were playing rock. Only sometimes I do hip-hop, R&B, throw some country in there, maybe gospel. Like I'll play like maybe four different genres in one show. And if you tune in and I'm playing R&B, ends up from there. I haven't heard my song yet because I put it at the top. So, show at 11. Your song could have been the first song of the night. So if you tune in the middle of the show, you're not going to hear your song if it was the first song played, if you're tuned in the middle of the show. Or your song may be the last song for the night. You know, I may decide and say, you know what? I'll play it as the song of the night. So, if you tune in, and some people, they tune in but to the whole show. They listen for their song to be played, and then they don't listen anymore. That's why I said the song could be played in the beginning. If you tune in towards the end, then play the new. Debuting the song, if I'm debuting this song, I will play more than one, so it will get played in the beginning and at the end. And what's so great about being played on Roller Starting Radio, Six Eyes Radio, is that all shows are archived. So you can go back and listen. Like right now, if I play a song, and you say, you know what, that's my song. That's my song. You can share the show and they listen to the show and hear your song being in the show. Hear your song being featured in the show. I want artists like here at the start of this video, if you promise, if we tell you we're gonna play your music. I don't want you as an artist to ever think that we're just on the side of radio is just to say it. No. Usually you get continuous airplay with Roller Stone Radio. Six Eyes is something different. You know, they will play your music. Yep. And, oh, we got 6 minutes left, so. So for Roller Stone Radio, we are thinking about doing a freestyle show to give rappers the opportunity to show off their talent. Or a freestyler. Hit me up at rollerstarling2010@gmail.com. Let me know you're a freestyler. If you want, you don't have to, but if you want, you can send a snippet of you freestyling. Because I come with a lot of rappers, but most of them freestyle. So it's like they freestyle and it don't make sense to freestyle show when they don't freestyle. And my boy too, he's like, I don't freestyle, but yeah, you should do it. Like, yeah, you should do it. And I did one, you know, from the That Bad Show. If you are a rapper, but you're a freestyle, you know, send them away. Because Roadstorm is always about helping the artists in any kind of way that we can help. In any kind of way that we can help. So, if you, like I said, freestyler. You know, you call, we do the show, call in, do your freestyle, get some a chance. Hey, if you don't want that call in, you can freestyle the show if you want to. No, I don't have any problem with that. Freestyle with beat or without beat, we'll make sure there's a beat that freestyle. One that don't freeze, you like down without a pen. You know what I'm saying? Airways. So, was getting close to saying goodbye to all our people. We'll be back next Tuesday with another Six and Road, speaking on the topics that are hitting the news, the internet, media. We will be discussing those topics, and if you have an opinion you want to join, you can call 423-6767 or 845-277-9356. That is the number to Jazz Radio. So if you want to join in on 6 and give your opinion to whatever we're discussing, numbers you can call, hit the 1, you hit the 1. That's how you want to join in on the conversation. If you have a topic of your own you may want to discuss and do so, you can always email roadtostardom2010@gmail.com and email the topic, and we'll know if we're going to discuss it or not, and you can join in on the discussion. I know the hot topic right now about T.I. and Tiny Son, you know, arguing with them at the game, at the Falcons game, the Falcons game. And I know it's a hot topic right now, but I ain't want to talk about that. Because being that we're talking about the sexuality, I want to continue with talking about that and so. On the Roger Starting Radio, we do a show called The Business Show. Next one is December 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So mark your calendar if you are an entrepreneur, a owner, an author, anyone with something to promote. You can call 845-279-5956 and promote what going on. If you're a party promoter, you know what you got going on. Yep. If you're a party promoter, you can call in to promote what you got going on. My bad. So, oh, the show is over. Oh, gosh. Getting on my nerves. I'm trying to open up Sixers' mic. And there you go. What's up, Six? What's up, Six? Okay, your mic is open. So, I've been talking and not paying attention to the board at the end of the show, and I'm just now seeing that. Sorry, I'm just not opening your mic.
Yeah, but maybe I could be on next week. Heartthrob from the 80s, how are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Yours?
Yeah, great, great. A lot of food. Me and the group mates got together and, you know, threw some turkeys around and ate stuffing and yams and greens and drank and ate. Yeah, so how about I be on next show?
You got to come on early. You can't come late. You got to come early.
You're the boss. You can't you extend the show? I mean, a lot of interviews I do, we're on for hours.
No, I cannot extend the show. I have another show.
Then you're not the boss then, huh?
I am the boss of my own station.
Yeah, heartthrob from the 80s, yeah.
Okay.
Gotta call early, huh? All right, well, I'll tell you what, damn it. I'll be 5 minutes early for showtime next week.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, that sounds good. Honey, I'll be on next week. Yeah, that sounds good right there.
Okay.
All right. Well, there it is.
Well, we got a minute and 47 seconds left.
How you doing? This is the Heartthrob from the 80s. Join me next week on Sticks and Road show, where I'll be singing and talking about my career. So stay tuned.
Was that a nice promo there?
Well, I got my new single out, Boogie On Down, On Down, that I'm going to be singing, debut that next Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. And then a couple of my number ones, I'll be singing those.
All righty.
Yeah. Heartthrob from the 80s next week. You don't want to miss it.
Okay.
And do yourself a favor. I know Six Eyes, and he has a group called the Six Eyes Radio Network Group. Join that group. Hell of a group. Hell of a group on Facebook. Just go to the search bar. Type in Six Eyes Radio Network. That it's a group.
Are you in the group?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course the Heartthrob is in there. I finally sing my number one hit to you. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Sound like the 80s.
Huh?
Your song doesn't sound like the 80s.
Oh, well, you know. Little elements, you know. Got to keep the fan base going, but, you know, yeah, say less, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I get ready for the show, so.
Well, out next Tuesday.
On time, 8 o'clock.
All right, you betcha. All right, good night.
Good night. Alrighty, everybody. That is it for Six and Road on Six Eyes Radio. Starting ready with the next show. One love.